I'm Chris Lee from Aquarius 7 Astrology Society, and I'm looking at the astrology of the 2010 UK general election. In our first part, we looked at the charts of the party leaders, and I'm now going to move on to have a quick look at the astrological charts for the political parties. Now, these organisations came into being on a specific day, so yes, they have birth charts and birthdays as the rest of us do. So first of all, the chart for the Labour Party, which was formed on February the 12th, 1906. And the first thing I'm noting here is their Sun and Venus is in Aquarius. Maybe that's appropriate for a party which was formed with an underlying socialist ethic. But I note that over the last couple of years, Neptune has been right on that Sun and Venus. And Venus, you might consider their involvement in the financial losses, and indeed the financial affairs of the Labour Party haven't been in good order. And Neptune on the Sun, well, that implies perceptions of a weak leader or lack of direction. An individual with that transit, you'd be expecting some kind of search for the soul and maybe a sort of spiritual rebirth. Now, they're coming out of that period of weakness from that Neptune point of view. But in their chart, they also have something called a Grand Cross, is where you have four planets at right angles to each other, in this case Mars, Uranus, Moon and Neptune. I guess with a political party, that's always going to imply a capacity for factionalism and internal fighting. Now, transiting Pluto this year in early Capricorn is going to be really hitting that Moon-Mars opposition, and that's going to go on for a couple of years really. So I think there's going to be a lot of anger about in the party and a lot of emotion and a lot of diverging opinions and a real drive for some kind of restructuring. So it's not a happy time for the party. There's also a sense for me with Neptune also squaring their Jupiter at the moment of probably not getting the right message across or not coming across very clearly. Now, the Conservative Party, formed on November the 12th, 1867, has fewer major transits going on. The main one is Neptune coming up to their Jupiter at 28 degrees of Aquarius. And I guess that's trying to appeal to everybody, maybe seeing yourselves as some sort of saviour and following the dreams. But I'm not sure how much reality there is in there. And I still think that after the election, we're maybe not going to be too clear about what they're about. Now, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction of this year will be trining their Venus and Mars in Sagittarius. So that feels very, very hopeful and exciting and expanding of horizons. So it looks like at a time of apparent success, but I wonder how much there is to it. Some political commentators are suggesting this is a good election to lose, given the state of the economy, for example. The chart for the party itself, it's a Scorpio party, Sun and Saturn in Scorpio. Highly appropriate for a conservative organisation to have Saturn conjunct Sun. And it's got Moon and Pluto in Taurus. So there's a lot of emphasis on tradition and wealth in their big business. And those Sagittarian planets are an idealistic kind of freedom there. So there may be a view, if they win the election, of, oh, it's back to business as usual for the UK, but I'm not sure that the policies are actually practical or real enough to be helpful. Moving on to the Liberal Democratic Party, which was formed from the merger of the Liberal and Social Democrat parties on March the 7th, 1988. So it's a Piscean party in terms of its sun, but there's a strong Capricorn emphasis in this chart. Now, there's not a lot going on transit-wise at the moment here, so we probably can't expect there to be major changes to their role. However, in 2013, Pluto will be going across their Mars Neptune, and that's a time of potential power, I guess. Interestingly enough, Nick Clegg also has planets round about that point. So maybe we can build up a kind of astrological scenario here. I don't think astrology is necessarily about making predictions. It's more about being in tune with the universe and responding in a more productive way. But if I had to give a viewpoint from looking at all these charts, I wonder whether we'll get a conservative victory at the election, but it'll be a very small one, probably just about a majority. And that meaning they have to be very careful about what they're trying to enact. And then over the next couple of years, that gets chipped away by elections and defections. And in 2013, the Lib Dem Party become much more a source of power, maybe holding the balance of power. A Conservative Party that has promised much but doesn't actually seem up to the job, and a Labour Party that is riven by division. But we'll see. Now, in conclusion, just remind ourselves of the general context of this year, having that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and the Saturn-Pluto square battling it out, as it were. The last Jupiter-Uranus conjunction occurred in early 1997, and this was in the run-up to the much-predicted victory of the Blair-led Labour Party, and it was a time of tremendous optimism and excitement for many people, and it was, of course, a landslide victory. But this time, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is in Aries, which is even more exciting and hopeful than 1997 when it was in Aquarius, although with more capacity to be expressing anger and doing one's own thing rather than finding ways to agree, occurs after the election. So whatever happens is probably not going to incorporate the desire for exciting change that's going to be there round about afterwards. Whatever political party, whatever government we have, it's much more likely that they're still going to be hanging on to the old ways in a very Saturn-Pluto square way, rather than using that energy of that square to make transformational change. The change can feel too difficult with that square, so one doesn't do it, and then it gets forced on one. And I think we may see some much more direct action in the second part of the year, people being much more active rather than relying on politicians. I think from a more philosophical perspective, I'd say that, well, this has always been an issue that we tend to think electing a new government or having a new king or leader will solve problems, where actually the problems and the solutions to them lie within ourselves. And if this year we can all be aware of Saturn-Pluto, what is no longer working, what we can change, eliminate, transform, and at the same time respond to Jupiter-Uranus in Aries, the capacity to take individual responsibility and direct action. If we change within ourselves, then that will be manifest in the outer world. So therefore, it is a time of great hope in some respects, and being aware of the astrology can enable us to tune into that more. So thank you for listening, and I hope to see you at Aquarius 7 sometime this year, and check in our website www.aquarius7.com for our latest programme.